Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live today with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. You know, I want to thank all of you for joining me today from all over the world. And my declaration over your life is that any good, kind, and generous acts that you share with others will eventually return to your own life multiplied. That's right.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com.
Hello, this is Constance Arnold, your success coach. Do you feel stuck? Are you ready for change in the areas of business, relationships, or career? Then contact me today for your complimentary coaching session. We will partner together to develop individualized strategies and projects that will move you towards the life of your dreams. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com or visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and discover and take advantage of the diverse coaching packages that I have designed just with you in mind.
Well, thank you again for joining me. I know that so many of you are listening to me now all over the world, I think, in 121 countries. And I always say, I believe that if you are listening to this show, that the Spirit attracted you to this show, and today you will find hope, encouragement, and solutions for your life today. Well, how are you doing? What a day it has been for me. What an interesting day. Just me getting this recording after you has been just very interesting. That's all I'm going to say. Well, I'm doing really great here in Atlanta. The cold weather has finally arrived here in the South. And, you know, that's just a shift in the atmosphere. Can you sense that? You know, in the U.S., daylight savings time occurred last week, and that means that it's getting darker quicker, and we have more daylight time. And just, I think it's a shift and a shift in the perception of how people are really seeing things and how they're going to really plan their lives during this time. So I want you to really be aware that there is a shifting in the universe and that God or the Spirit is really doing something very interesting during these very interesting times. I also want to thank all of my listeners who are writing me from Germany. That's right, I'm getting so many letters from Germany telling me how much they are enjoying the show and how they are just really loving all of the information that we are sharing. And so I'm just really blessed that all of you are writing me. And today has been a very interesting day. We had a little difficulty recording, but you know what I always say, whenever that happens, that means that something great is really in store for you. And so today we are very, very blessed to have with us Miss Carolyn Driver. She's going to be sharing about the power of the subconscious mind. So I want you to stay tuned. I want you to get your pen and pad out and just really listen very, very carefully. How many of you know that you've been reading the books, but there is something that just is not happening? There's that missing piece of the puzzle in your life, and you're saying, God, show me, teach me, Spirit, reveal to me what I really need to do. So let's introduce this wonderful, powerful woman of God. Carolyn Driver is an ordained minister. She's a pastor, gifted counselor, teacher, and she's an author. She's had an outstanding career in the fields of business, education, and ministry for over two decades. She is the founder and president of Christ Discipleship Ministries, which she's going to tell us a little bit more about, which is a non-profit corporation. She has been a professor at several Christian colleges, and she is the founder and CEO of the Drive Institute. She's trained people globally all over the world, and she loves sharing about how we can begin to understand the power of our subconscious mind. And, you know, I'm very prayerful about who I let come on the show every week. And she came highly recommended by two of my mentors. And so it has been quite an ordeal to get her on the show. But Carolyn Driver, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Constance. I'm thrilled to be with you and excited about what will happen tonight as we greet one another under the Spirit of the Lord.
Well, good. Well, tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and your work.
Well, I'm a professor and I'm a pastor. The church that I have in America is, I'm a Caucasian pastor primarily with a African-American congregation. I have churches in Kenya and the Philippines, and I do a lot of work in South Africa, in Brazil, and in Asia. And I love to teach, and I love to learn, and I love to help other people reach their potential and to accomplish the destiny that they've been sent here on planet Earth to accomplish.
Well, let's just get started. My favorite subject is the power of the subconscious mind. Carolyn, tell our listeners a little bit about how you became interested in studying this powerful subject of the subconscious mind.
Well, approximately 6 years ago, I felt impressed by the Spirit to begin to study the mind and the brain. And I thought that was a little bit odd at the time because there was no one in my circles that was even discussing it or even had a desire to. So I began to read everything I could, attend every conference that I could attend that had to do with the mind, the brain, the conscious, the subconscious. And one of the things that really, I guess, spoke to me loudly was a study done by Dr. Bruce Mosley. He's a professor at the Baylor School of Medicine. And he, like the rest of us, he knew about the placebo effect when it came to medicines. You know, you give you a sugar pill, tell you it's a real pill, and you get healed. But there had never been any studies done on the placebo effect in terms of surgery. So in 2002, Dr. Mosley did a placebo experiment with surgery, and this was written up in the New England Journal of Medicine. And what he did was he took three groups. The first group, he actually did the surgery, and he shaved damaged cartilage. He's an orthopedic surgeon. So he, in that first group, he shaved the damaged cartilage out. In the second group, he flushed out the knee joints. But with the third group, he gave them fake surgery. I mean, they went through the whole process of going to a surgery, and he made the little cuts, and what he did was he showed on a video. They thought they were watching him do surgery on their knee, but actually it was surgery that he had done weeks before. But the third group thought they got surgery, and all three groups were hurting and complaining with their knees. All three groups, after the surgery and the fake surgery, had the same therapy, and all three groups recovered. And they did not let the placebo group know until 2 years later that they had had fake surgery. But the placebo group did as well, if not better, than group one and group two. And the Discovery Channel did a documentary on this study, and that one of the gentlemen that was in the placebo group, he had been on coming on a cane and could hardly walk or move around and was in tremendous pain. But when they gave him the placebo surgery, he thought was real surgery. After the surgery and the therapy, he was playing basketball with his sons. And when they interviewed him on the Discovery Channel, he said he had discovered through this experience that your mind can create miracles. And
wow.
So that got my attention, because this was the first time fake surgery had been done, placebo surgery. And then the scripture from the Bible, it says that for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And see, this man was thinking that he was had real surgery. He's thinking that the doctor fixed what the problem was. And I took all this back just thinking about certain scriptures. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And in Romans, when it says, call things that be not as though they were. And then this gentleman had to be speaking healing because he thought he was healed.
Right.
It says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And then your heart, which is where your belief system is, the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And then the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and he told them, he says, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And so I could go on and on with just scripture
right.
after scripture, and with this study, and those two things working together just put me on a search to just really know how the mind works and what can we do if as we think in our heart. So didn't say think in your head or in your mind, but think in your heart, and that's mind, emotions, and will. And it takes the mind, emotion, and will working together, to create that subconscious mind, or if we want to reprogram that subconscious mind. So that's a little bit, just a small way
right.
of how I first got interested in it. And, of course, once you get into it, it becomes all-consuming because,
knowledge. You know, our stories are very similar, Carolyn, because both you and I are born-again Christians, and my story sounds just like yours. But many of my listeners come from diverse backgrounds when it comes to their spiritual practice. So other than the Bible, what other books, authors, experiences have really influenced your study and search?
Dr. John Kehoe, who has been studying the conscious and subconscious mind for over 30 years, I was blessed to be able to be in some of his conferences, but he wrote a bestseller book called Mind Power into the 21st Century. And for someone who really wants to take this seriously and reprogram their mind, he gives a step-by-step processes that we can do to begin to do that. And then Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is a cell biologist, and he wrote the book, The Biology of Belief. And this is an awesome book because what Dr. Lipton, a scientist and a cell biologist and a researcher, has discovered and been proven is that that our belief system and our thoughts plus our environment is what is the determining factor instead of genetics. See, I was taught that genes and genetics was everything when I was coming up through the university system. But he has proven that how you think and what you believe, plus environment. Environment means the people you're around, the air you breathe, the food you eat, the laughter in, or lack of laughter in your life, that influences the DNA, and the DNA impacts the genes. So genes are no longer a determining factor. Genes are your potential factor. but genes do not have to be your destiny. Just by changing our thoughts and beliefs and environment, we can actually change what we have been taught and thought genetically was our outcome.
And well, you know, I think that's so wonderful because that means that God has given us the ability to change where we are. We don't have to be mired in the circumstances where we might be currently having a very difficult time. But, in fact, if we're willing to go in and do the work that you're sharing, then we can literally change our lives. And I love the saying, when you change your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, you literally change your world.
Yes, and of course, his book is all scientifically based, and so, but he wrote it in a way that lay people could understand, and so I really recommend his book in terms of understanding the power of thought and the power of your belief system can actually change your biology, our human, you know, our physiology, you know, the physical part of us, the physiology, our biology can actually be changed. And then there were several books by Greg, G-R-E-G-G, 2 G's, Braden.
Oh, I love Greg. He has such awesome work.
Yes, he does. And one of the books that impressed me was called The Spontaneous Healing of Belief, Shattering the Paradigm of False Limits. And he does study, and he reports study from around the world, from many different religions, because there are some things that are common to all religious beliefs, and he brings that together, and he reports many placebo type studies. And then there's Dr. Caroline Miss, who one of her books that really made me hunger for more research and study was The Anatomy of the Spirit. And it goes back to thoughts and beliefs and even the things that we suffer physically can be stored, negative memories stored in the cells, and how to release the negativity that's been stored in our cells. And so her book, Anatomy of the Spirit, is a wonderful one. And then Dr. Candace Pert, a research scientist who discovered neuropeptides. And neuropeptides, it goes like this. Every thought produces an emotion. Of course, you know, a positive thought is going to produce a different emotion from a negative thought. But thoughts produce emotions, and emotions produce a chemical called neuropeptides. And this chemical goes to every cell and every cell's receptor in your body, and your cells communicate with one another. And so her work has to go with what we have stored in the memory of our cells. It complements Dr. Caroline Miss's work. And then I was so blessed to be able to go to a conference put on by Peak Potentials. T. Harv Eker of Peak Potentials did a mastermind conference, and we were there for a week, say 6 days, and we were studying with people on the cutting edge of what's going on with the mind and brain and the belief system. And that was an awesome experience because
I can imagine. Well, it had to be life-changing for you.
And they took us through processes that, and we worked on this 12 to 16 hours a day of different processes that they took us through. And, of course, everyone's real familiar with The Secret, you know, the book and the movie, and of course I've read that, and that would just be some information to why, and I could go on and on and out, but I won't.
Right. Well, you're quite an expert in the field, and I want you to share with our listeners that wonderful gift. Share with us the difference between our conscious and subconscious mind. Why is that important, and how can we begin to utilize our subconscious mind to really manifest our dreams? So what is that difference?
Well, just in a simplistic way so we can understand, the conscious mind is like the gatekeeper, and the conscious mind is the one that determines what thoughts are to enter into us. And, of course, the conscious mind has to be on alert and has to be attentive, or it'll let any and every type of thought in. And the subconscious mind receives what the gatekeeper allows in, and it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong, good or bad, because the subconscious mind. Can you hear me? Because my phone is beeping.
I hear you very well.
Okay, thank you.
I hear you very well.
And the subconscious mind takes any information that the conscious mind, the gatekeeper, has allowed to come in, and it doesn't know what's right, wrong, good, or bad. It just goes to work to make happen the information that's been given. And our subconscious mind is the habitual mind, and it's the part of us that's been hardwired chemically. And another way to describe the difference between the conscious and subconscious mind is that the thought of the subconscious mind is like a garden. It's the soil, and the conscious mind is the thoughts and the thoughts and the belief system go to the subconscious mind, to the soil, and the conscious mind is the gardener. And of course, we haven't always been good gardeners because we weren't taught. Many of us were not taught that we have to guard and protect what goes into the soil. So we've allowed any kind of old seed to get into the soil and any kind of crop to come up, whether it produced fruit or if it was a weed. And that would be a simplistic way, but pre-programmed behavior, which is in the subconscious mind, is why we act and why we do and why we do the things that we do. Now, the conscious mind, who's the observer, can step in at any time and stop the behavior and create a new response.
So give me an example of that, of someone trying to create a new behavior. What would that look like?
Well, you would have to intentionally, on purpose, with the conscious mind, have an intent, an intention, that you are going to change a belief system or a pattern of thought that's consistent in your life. For example, let's say that we'll take the economy right now and how people have become fearful in their finances. If you wanted to counteract that, you could have an affirmation, and it could be something simple like, I'm a money comes to me easily and frequently. And that would be the thing that you would want to state. So anytime that you had a thought like, I'm going to never be out of debt, things are never going to get better, I'm always going to be poor, I'm never going to have anything, the conscious mind would step in as the observer and stop that and replace those thoughts with a different thought. For example, as I stated, I'm a money magnet, money comes to me easily and frequently. Or if you're having problems with weight, and of course our nation right now, so many of us are overweight or obese.
Right. So what could some of my listeners who may be struggling with their weight, what could they begin to do to change their subconscious about their weight or the health or the vitality that they desire?
Well, we can get in some other steps, but just to state this, what I'm learning is that you will never lose weight through diets and willpower. It has to be a total reprogramming of your mind about the foods you put in your body, the thoughts that you have. One that would be easy, let's say you weigh 225 pounds and you need to weigh 150. When you would have thoughts like, well, I'm always going to be overweight, doesn't matter what I do, things are never going to be different, it's not going to matter if I eat this piece of pie. What you do is you counteract with a affirmation, I weigh 150 pounds, I'm toned and firmed.
Okay, that's really great.
I'm toned and firm. And then some things that I've learned at Mastermind, let me just pull this, is with these affirmations that you're making, put emotions with it and actions. In other words, if I'm saying I weigh 150 pounds, I'm toned and firm, I want to put emotion with that statement, and then I want to move my body or move my hands or my feet, some sort of action. They say, they taught us that affirmation with emotion plus some sort of action helps to reprogram the subconscious mind at a faster rate. And then they said writing that affirmation with the opposite hand. So, for example, if you're right-handed, you would use your left hand, and you would say, and you would write, "I weigh 150 pounds. I'm toned and firm." And you want to write that over and over and over. So if you're sitting around listening to music or watching TV, take the opposite writing hand, and whatever your affirmation is, begin to write that statement over and over and over. And then repetition with validation was something that they taught us. And, for example, if I say to you, "I weigh 150 pounds firm," then I would have a partner who would say, "This is true." And then the partner would say to me, "You weigh 150 pounds, you are toned and firm." And then I would say, "This is true." So if you have someone who's wanting to lose weight as a partner, or someone who just wants to help you, if you can have someone that would work with you where you make those declarations, and after each declaration, they say, "This is true." A repetition of your affirmation with someone to validate it. And then they put us in an activity where it was compressed repetition from many voices. So we would stand with our eyes closed, our hands on our heart, and five or six people circled us very closely, and they were given the affirmation that we're working on, and they circled us while our eyes are closed, our hands on our heart, and they would say that over and over and over for approximately 30 minutes. Now, I've done it in classes for demonstration purposes as little as 2 minutes or 7 minutes, and the what happens in people is just unbelievable, the breakthroughs that they begin to get, and how their belief system begins to shift. And then we were taught visualization with emotion, to visualize yourself being 150 pounds, toned and firm, and putting emotion with it. And then
I want you to go a little bit more in depth. And if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Carolyn Driver, and we're talking about the power of your subconscious mind and how to program it for success in all areas of your life. You know, visualization and what we see in our minds is very important. So expound on visualization a little bit for my listeners who may really be in a place of a difficult reality right now, and how they can begin to take vision, pictures, mind movies, and begin to change their lives. What can they begin to do?
Let me just say, in terms of a visualization, there's two kinds of visualization. There's what we call precise, P-R-E-C-I-S-E, precise visualization, and that's when you generate the exact picture and scenes you want in your mind. And so, for example, if we take, I weigh 150 pounds, I'm toned and firm, then you would get an exact picture of that in your mind, and scenes of you at that weight and being toned and firmed, and what you're wearing, what you're doing, and you follow that preset script that we've created in our mind, and we run it through our mind a number of times, over and over. And then they have what we call free-flowing visualization. And this is when you allow images and thoughts to come and go without choosing them directly, as long as they show a positive outcome of your goal. And what we're supposed to do is practice both methods. And I guess the key word here would be practice, because most people find that they have some difficulty when they first start out trying to visualize. when people are not accustomed to visualization in their beginning, their minds don't always cooperate, and the and pictures of the desired scenes don't always come. But I just want to encourage the listeners, don't worry if this happens. If this happens, because the picture doesn't have to be complete, it doesn't have to be perfect. If they'll just commit themselves to a program of regular visualization, that they'll be really surprised at how their mind will gradually begin to think the thoughts and create the scenes that they choose for it. And I guess I should mention, too, at this point, that when you visualize something once or twice, that will not help you. That is of no value. Results come when we take that image and it's imprinted again and again and again and again for a period of time. And so we can't measure success after only one or two attempts. And
she was giving me some great insight on visualization, and, you know, that is an area where all of us really need to work. And I know in my own life personally, many times visualization has been very, very difficult for me. What about you, especially if you are mired in a very difficult situation? Sometimes just abundance. Let's just use abundance, for example. If you are in a difficult situation right now where you don't have a lot of money or things are very difficult for you, it's very, very difficult many times when the bills are coming in and debts are really stacking up to really get a clear picture of yourself in abundance. And I think that one thing that Carolyn said was that we really need to imprint on our minds over and over again with clarity, with passion, with purpose, with color, and all the imagery that we can, exactly what we desire. And so, as I said earlier, I think it is so powerful and so wonderful and so gracious that God has really given us the opportunity to really change our lives by what we think. And she talked a lot about visualization, and then she talked about the power of thoughts. And I just loved it when she talked about the different surgeries that people had and how the power of belief is so awesome that this particular person really believed that he had surgery when, in fact, he had not. And so those are some areas that she really touched on, and I'm just waiting for her to call back. And I think it's important that the science behind our thinking is just so important, and God is so gracious and kind to really just let us know how much he loves us and how much he's really trying to get that information to us so that we can, in fact, just change our lives, that we don't have to be stuck and we don't have to just be alone and we don't just have to just sort of be out there just by ourselves, and that the Spirit of God is really with all of us, just helping us. And shows like this really help us to really change our world by what we think. And, you know, the law of attraction basically states that whatever you keep your mind on, whatever you keep your thoughts on, is what will continually come into your life. So my question for you is that, what have you been thinking about? Think about that. Be honest. What have you been feeling? I know a lot of people, I was coaching this one particular person, they said that they had been praying. And I've been praying, Constance, and things just did not work out. And what happened was they were praying, and then when they would get up off of their knees or when they would finish their prayer, they would spend that entire day just what? In fear and worry. And so their lives were in neutral because, in fact, there was no power or potency there. And so that's why you've got to do it all day long. So it's what you continually think, it's what you continually feel, it's what you continually say, it's what you continually see that will really, really bring about the change in your life. And I believe, especially for my coaching clients, that that's really what has been happening in people's lives. So let's talk about how can we reprogram, how long does it take to reprogram our subconscious mind? Is it going to take a while, or have there been any studies done regarding that?
Yes. Did you hear any about the seeding and the imprinting?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay. Well, according to Dr. John Kehoe, who I have studied with other than just reading his books. He says, and let me remind you, he said he's been working with the conscious and subconscious mind for 30 years. This is his life's work. And he says it takes from 30 to 90 days to reprogram a belief system or a thought pattern in your life. And he says working on it 10 minutes a day. So, for example, if we took the affirmation on weight, I weigh 150 pounds, I'm toned and firm. He says that you would work with that, you do the visualization, you do the affirmation, and then we were taught also that you can do a little thing called VACS, V-A-K-S. V stands for visual, A for auditory, K for kinetic, S for spirit. And so if we broke those up into 2.5 minutes each, we would come up with our 10 minutes and using the visual, the auditory, the kinetic, and spirit together accelerates the programming. And so if your listeners could imagine you doing a sideways figure eight and always coming up in the center. Dr. Kehoe taught that you always come up in the center, not down in that sideways figure eight. And as you take your hands and make a sideways figure eight, always coming up in the center and making your affirmation statement. And, of course, your affirmation statement has to be a statement as though it's already a fact, not that it's going to be a fact or you hope that it'll be a fact. For example, we use the affirmation about money. You wouldn't say, I hope to have money, or I wish I had. You have to make it as a short statement of fact. I am a money magnet. Money comes to me easily and frequently. So whatever your affirmation is, you do it for 2.5 minutes in that figure eight. Then the next 2.5 minutes, you close your eyes and you take your hands, your right hand over your right ear, your left hand over your left ear, and the whole 2.5 minutes that you're saying this, your eyes are closed, and you work your fingers all around the edges of your ear and then back up to your ear. You do that for 2.5 minutes, making your affirmation. And then with kinetic, you take you make your affirmation, and you take your left leg to the right arm and then right leg to the left arm. And the whole time that you're doing this, you're making your affirmation statement. Then you go to spirit, where you put both of your hands over your heart and your eyes closed, and for the next 2.5 minutes, make your affirmation statement. And, of course, as we said, writing with the opposite hand, repeating your affirmation with others, validating. And he said if you worked on this for 10 minutes a day, it would take 30 to 90 days to reprogram a certain pattern of thought or belief. And he said how you would know when you have reprogrammed the subconscious mind is when this is naturally how you think and behave. You think this, you don't have to work at thinking this way. This is just how you think. You don't have to work at taking action this way. That would just be the normal way that you will take action. So, for example, if you were doing, I weigh 150 pounds, I'm toned and firm, how you know when that is actually reprogrammed chemically into your subconscious is that's your normal way of thinking. And since that's your normal way of thinking, it'll affect your food choices, your exercise choices. It'll begin to affect everything in your life that has to do with weight. And as I said earlier, they have they've done studies, and Dr. Kehoe and others have done studies, where you cannot lose weight and keep it off with diets or willpower.
Exercise, willpower.
Uh-huh.
But it's an inside job. I always say that, Carolyn.
Yes.
That it's everything that we want change. All of my listeners, if you want change, it's definitely an inside job. When I'm coaching people, Carolyn, I always go inside first. I don't even deal with action, any of those things, because I know, and you know, that once we change that subconscious or that spirit or that belief, then the outside will be just an exact replica of really what's going on the inside.
You have to change the internal before the external can be changed. And in the scriptures, it says this, be ye transformed. And that word for transform is a metamorpho, which means to be in one state of existence and being and go into another state of existence and being. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So I'm excited about this because all that science is discovering and people are reporting and writing about has really been in Scripture all along. In fact, when I was in the Mastermind Conference, many times I would just weep because to everything they taught us, though these were scientists that were teaching us for that week, I could write Scripture, and I thought, how sad. The scientists have the science, but they don't have the theology. And the theologians, they have the theology, but they don't have the science. But when we begin to bring the two worlds together, then we can have really understanding of Scripture.
Right, that's very powerful. And speaking of Scripture, you and I both are Christians, and I have a lot of Christians who listen to me. I have a lot of Muslims who listen to me. How do you reconcile very quickly your faith in God and the reprogramming of your subconscious mind and applying the law of attraction? A lot of people say to me, Constance, so you're New Age now. I said, no, I'm not New Age. I just have expanded consciousness. I understand that universal laws, you know, in relationship to my relationship with God. So quickly, how do you reconcile your faith in God, the subconscious mind, reprogramming that, and application of the law of attraction rules?
Well, I came to this conclusion, Constance, that God operates the universe by laws, and he doesn't do anything outside of laws, and because everything is very exact in the universe. And so the law of attraction is a law, like the law of gravity or the law of sowing and reaping, the law of lift. The law of reciprocity, and we could go on and list law after law after law. And just because I take a law that God himself put into the universe and I make application of that law, actually I'm really cooperating and partnering with God. I'm not coming against anything that God has not taught. And if I cooperate with the law of gravity, because that's one of the laws that God has put into the universe, that doesn't make me anything. It just means that I understand the law and I'm partnering with that law. And for people who want to say you tell a Christian that you're a New Ager, no, you're just partnering with a law of the universe. And laws work whether you know about the law or not.
Right.
Laws work whether you agree with it or not. Laws work whether you like it or not. A law is a law is a law. So if I'm cooperating with the law of gravity and I get on an airplane that has the law of gravity and the law of lift, I'm just using the laws that God put into the universe. Now, The Secret, the book and the movie that talks about the law of attraction, and really the law of attraction to me is faith. Because the law of attraction is something that you believe or you wish or you desire or you intend, and you've got the emotions in alignment that's congruent with that. Well, Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever, didn't say you had to be a Christian, he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So it's just putting the emotion with the belief system, what you believe, the statement that you have, that you believe, you're just cooperating with the law. And there is, and just for me being a Christian, I'd make this statement. There's no law that negates my need for a Savior.
Right. That is so powerful and so true. I've got to have you back on again, Carolyn, because you just have too much knowledge.
Well, I'm so sorry I lost you, and I hope that didn't mess up your listeners in what we were trying to accomplish.
I just filled in for it, and I want to have you on again for part two, but quickly, share with our listeners how they can contact you. Are you available to speak? Are you available for coaching? Give us your website information and contact information, please.
Okay, it's the number in the United States is 404-580-7868. 404-580-7868. And my email, my personal email, is C as in cat, D as in dog, M as in Mary, another M as in Mary, I as in instant, N as in Nancy, cdmmin@aol.com. And I travel the world doing training and teaching, and not just in understanding the conscious and subconscious mind, but lots of training in leadership. And, yes, I do have personal coaching clients that I work with and would love to work with anyone that whatever they're wanting to change or whatever their heart's desire is or what their intent is. Because
right.
We don't want to bebop through life. We want to design our life.
Right, absolutely.
We want to create the life that we want. And there's nothing that violates scripture in doing that. In fact, I think it makes you a better partner with the creator of the universe.
Right. I'm going to have to have you back on again, Carolyn, because you have so much knowledge and your reputation precedes you. You're a very gracious woman. You're a very powerful woman of God, and it took us a while to get together. But I know that when the listeners listen to this podcast, their lives will be radically changed because you shared powerful enlightenment, you shared insight that can radically change lives all over the world. And I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you taking the time to share with my listeners all over the world tonight.
Well, thank you, Constance. It's been a tremendous pleasure, and I thank our Father in Heaven for the opportunity, and I ask for Him to continue to bless your work and to bless
your listeners,
and that we will accomplish our reason for being here on planet Earth.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wasn't that powerful? Oh, my goodness. You will have to listen to this one again and again and again. Well, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show saying that I'm so grateful that you're listening in today. I want you to take the information, listen to it at least 11 times. If you need any coaching services, I'm available. Most of you know that I'm a licensed therapist for 25 years. Please go to my website at www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com and take advantage of all of the great products that I have designed just with you in mind. Well, this is Constance Arnold in Atlanta, Georgia, saying God bless you. And remember this, the best is yet to come.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.